You are not here, and I need you. So I guess I'll have to make do with some toys. I just really miss your hands on me. How you actually hold me like I'm not made of glass, but actually, like, properly touch me. When you have a hand just on my chest, just pressing down, it just feels more. There's a presence to it, and I miss it, and I miss your mouth. Fucking hell, your mouth. And I miss what you can do with that mouth and what you say with that mouth. And I fucking need it, and you're not here. So I'm, don't have a plan, as per usual. I'm just in my bed right now under the sheets because my bedroom is cold as fuck. And, was thinking about having some playtime. I've been frustrated for a few days. I'm seeing someone and we haven't had the time to meet each other for quite a while. And fucking hell, I want it. So right now I'm just heating up my dildo between my thighs, because the cold is not very nice. You need it to be at least body temperature for it to be pleasant, in my opinion. But that's not what I wanted to start. I usually, because I tend to not masturbate often, I instead go for intense sessions when I actually get to it. I usually start slow, and then it gets more and more as time passes on. Just gonna start with a little lube on my fingers. And sometimes I'm so worked up that it actually just is enough for me to put some wetness on me, for me to come, which is fucking ridiculous sometimes, how high strung you can be. And now I've been teasing for a couple of hours, just listening to audio on Reddit and watching pleasant things. And I just fucking desperately want something in me. I know that some women are happy with only, like, clit stimulation. I need penetration. I can manage without it, but I fucking want it. I want it deep. Session the other day where I managed to come 5 times, and I thought it would be fun to see if we can get there today. I'm just sliding my fingertips over my clits and down to the opening of my pussy, just spreading the hardness around. Just making sure it's very glidey. And I already I can't like help but move my hips. Pushing my ass up towards the ceiling to try to get more stimulation. And I think I have a G-spot vibrator. Which is essentially, well, it's kind of a dildo, but you know, an S kind of shape, I don't know, something like that anyway. And it's a nice start to then step up to the actual realistic and a bit girthier dildo later. And I'm just gonna slide it along. Just get it nice and wet. I usually just go for low vibrations because very high vibrations tend to make me numb. I like it, but I don't need tons of. Just running it along my seam, just teasing a little bit, enjoying sensations. My hips are already shaking. And I'm curious to see later if you can actually tell by the audio if the sound of it gets like lower once I put it in me. Let's see, shall we? And it's wider. Oh shit. It's a bit wider at the tip. So once you gets past that, it just kind of slides in and settles, holy shit, very nicely. And I'm just moving it slightly back and forth, having it deep still. Oh fuck. Oh, I wanna touch my clit so hard right now and just come immediately. It's not fucking stopping. Fuck. Words, wow. It took me a while to find toys that I feel fit me, suit me, whatever you want to call it. And now that I did, good investments. Good investments. Fucking hell. Now I'm pulling it almost all the way out and sliding it back in. Really, yeah. Teasing them as I'm running. Are you here to do this? I love it when you use toys on me and use your mouth at the same time. How you hold me down when I come so that I can't stop and I have to. Have to both enjoy and suffer through it. And I miss you looking up at me like I'm a fucking goddess when I come. Smug. Smug as fuck. But also so turned on by me, and I love it. G-spot vibrator is good, but it's not my favorite. Oh, and the dildo's still warm. Nice. Oh, now we're going realistic, because that's best. That's what I'm thinking about when I do this. How I want actual cock. Good cock. How I want to be fucked and want to fuck you. And this one too, just fucking fits me. And when I put it deep, and I'm using the suction cup before to hold on to and to push into me even more. It's so good. It hurts. not on par when you hold me down, put my legs up, and really fuck me deep. It's not that, but it's better than nothing. You're not here. I'm about to come again. You feeling me milking your cock right now. I love the way your jaw drops when I squeeze you. Now you inhale sharply, like in your teeth. Fucking loving how I'm squeezing you in my pussy. Oh. Oh. And I miss that. If you were here, you would have continued until I whimpered. Like properly whimpered and tried to buck you off while I still feeling pleasure, but it being too much. I want you. God fucking damn it. Oh, my brain went away. Hang on. I've just been with one hand using my dildo, fairly deep and small, fast thrusts at the end there. And then with the other hand, just rubbing my clit. And I could probably go for one more with just my hands. Although I have an ace up my sleeve for when I get, like, it's difficult to explain, but when I get oversensitized, is that the word? Overly sensitive. But still can go for more, but can't get there because I'm too sensitive on my clit. I have, for a while now, been in the possession of a satisfier, the kind that, like, sucks, like, it's quick suction motion somehow. It's fucking dangerous, okay? It has vibration as well. But that's not my favorite part. My favorite part is the kind of second motion. It's very intense. So if you have one, or if you're wanting to get one for yourself or your partner, use with caution. And for me, when I use it, I need to move it around. Like, I just can't put it on my clit and call it a day, because that becomes painful at some point when if you do it too much. So I'm just kind of moving around the same area to keep it alive, for lack of a better word. Like, I don't know, lit up. And now I'm just fucking rambling. I don't even... just an interlude with... I just put my legs together and did a little sit inside me and just relax it for a little bit. I said one more though. Because I'm a greedy one. I'm greedy, not just... And that's another reason why I miss you, because you are so intent on my pleasure that it's just a fucking joy to give it back to you. Because you listen and you observe and you... Holy shit. I really wish that everyone in the world could have a lover like that. Like, whoa. My goodness. I just want the weight of you on top of me. And your hands pressing down into my skin. Your lips and your teeth in my throat. While you tell me how good I feel, how sexy you find me. You don't hold back your own pleasure, you don't adhere to the stupid notion that men should be quiet. Now you fucking, you let it be known that you're enjoying yourself. It turns me on so much to hear you moan when you're enjoying me. And yes, I've started moving my dildo back in and out again. Just enjoying the memories and the mental picture. I could possibly get one more with my fingers. I'm rubbing my clit right now, trying it out. But I feel like it's time to step it up a notch. However, a little bit more lube would be nice. Easier to enjoy. Dildo back in. Satisfier in hand. This, you're probably gonna hear it. I hope it's not too loud. I usually, when I use it, I'm not clear-minded, let's say. So I haven't really registered how loud it is or not.
I'm starting it up by my face right now, just to like hear the suction of it. And it's very, very fast. It's however the lowest setting right now, but it's like, yeah, a suction kind of thing. So I put my finger up against it, it makes a little suction noise, and it's a good one. To me, anyway. To each their own. And I'm just gonna put it on and around, move it around my clit while I my tip line and out at an angle where it hits my G-spot as well. Because why the fuck not? I'm going slower now, but I can get there pretty quickly. Oh. Fuck. Oh my god, I'm holding. Fuck. Fuck. I'm still going slow and I'm still gonna come. It took a few extra seconds, more than I thought, but when it got here, oh my god, that was Jeff Lode. Oh. That was a very, very strong clenches. Okay. I'm not having it on my clit right now, I'm having it above just to not to overstimulate immediately. Because I'm yes, I'm enjoying myself, but I'm also trying to stay sane enough to actually talk, which is a problem. How many was that? Was it three? I think it was three. I'm like, I could go again. There is. Oh, I don't know how to explain that in English. There's this sensation of, yeah, absolutely, release and pleasure. And then, like, a few seconds after that goes away, there is again, probably because I'm still touching myself, there is again, like, this want, this hunger that I can feel. Like in my pussy, like, yeah, please, more. So I think we're gonna try for more. See how that goes. Again, I'm just... Oh, that's your... Oh. Starting to slowly gliding my dildo out and in, almost all the way out and then all the way in. It's really teasing some nerves. Enjoying the glide and the feel some veins. And then when I find the spot again, get in the mindset again, just gonna go a little quicker, a little harder, not as far out, but keeping it deep, because that's how I love it. Okay. I love deep penetration, like I really need it. I would go insane without a dildo or something, like my fingers don't. It's not enough. I can't reach that deep, as deep as I need it. I just wanted to be you instead. But how you make me drunk on sex, how you put your fingers up to my mouth to taste myself once you've had them inside of me. The kind of cloud that goes over your eyes and you find me sexy. Fucking smell of your sweat, you're pounding into me. Oh, please fuck me. Please fuck me. Oh, please, I want you to fuck me. Oh, I'm so sensitive, but I still want to go. I want to feel you pulsing inside of me and against me. I just... Fucking hell. I want you to fuck me good enough to forget that I have neighbors because I'm still being kind of quiet. Oh. How about you to make me so drunk and lost that I forget. And I'm just in pleasure watching you be in pleasure and just live for once. Oh, that got existential. What the fuck? Okay, so interlude again. I've heard that men have the post nut clarity. I don't speak for all women, but I definitely don't have that. Like I get fucking stupid after coming. Like I don't I don't know what happens. It's just so... And yes, my satisfier is still on, but it's not. I don't have it on my clit right now. Again, I'm just kind of circling it around at quite a low speed. And yes, I believe that was 4. I don't know if it's stupid or not, but I announce when I come, just to, like, I'm not sure that it's apparent when making something like this. How long have I been going for? I don't know. Phone unlock, for fuck's sake. Oh shit. Like, I knew that my sessions could go on for quite a bit, but oh well. So the question is, once more or not? Hang on, let me see if pussy agrees. Maybe one more. Maybe. The problem is that my arms are getting tired too. Oh, but I want it though. I told you I'm fucking greedy. Oh my god. I'm gonna come again. Wouldn't have stopped. Oh, you just kept fucking me until I drool, until I am having my fucking out of body experience. Oh, I want you here. Okay, too much. Oh, come now. Turn off. Hey, there we go. Okay. Well, I'm fucking tired now. I apologize for the length and the rambling. Part of me forgot that I was recording and I was just actually having a good time narrating for some fucking reason. I don't analyze that. I don't know why that is. guess I'm sensitive now. And I'm also sensitive and a bit numb at the same time, which is strange. Because of both vibrations and the suction is like it's a massive vibrating aspect to it. I feel like at least feels like that to me. And yeah, that was fun. But I still miss you. And your hands, and your mouth, and your cock. All of you. The problem with having a good lover is that you get fucking frustrated when you can't see them. But I suppose there are worse problems to have, right? On that note, if you stayed for the entire thing, thank you for listening. This is just something I do sometimes. I don't even know. I get spontaneous? Yeah, spontaneous. And I do this. And I sometimes upload and I don't fucking know. As always, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And if you do, I think you're lying. Alright then. Bye.